Clyde Pilkington here in the studio of Bible Students Radio, broadcasting today about the good news of the happy God. Christianity often talks about being like Jesus, but it's obsessed with a caricature of our Lord Jesus Christ, infatuated with the one whose portrait adorns the walls of their churches and homes. He's their fair-skinned religious celebrity, and almost everything about him is scripturally wrong. He's their wannabe savior. I say that because he was sent to be the savior of the world, John 4:42, 1 John 4:14. But Christianity admittedly confesses that his attempt to save the world will end in failure. Well, at least they're honest about what they believe and teach. His portraits are all so handsome, aren't they? We will have to give them that. Although Isaiah 53:2 tells us that the Son of God was not handsome. The simple fact of the matter is that their Jesus is different in so many ways from what the Scripture teaches. The Christ of Scripture was born in autumn, while the one of religion was born in winter. The Christ of Scripture died on a tree, while the one of religion died on a cross. The Christ of Scripture died on a fixed historical day, Nisan 14 at Passover, while the one of religion died on a fluctuating date, Easter. The Christ of Scripture actually died for our sins, while the one of religion was somehow not really dead, but actually alive and preaching somewhere, thus embracing the lie of Satan, "Thou shalt not surely die," striking at the very heart of the gospel. The Christ of Scripture actually arose from the dead, while the one of religion actually arose from life, thus negating the real necessity of resurrection from the dead, as described and declared to be essential by Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. The Christ of Scripture is the Son of God, and somehow the one of religion is God the Son. That is, the Christ of Scripture is God's Son, but the one of religion is somehow his own Son. Religion can't even get the message and ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ right, not even recognizing that he was the minister of the circumcision for the truth of God to confirm the promises made to Israel's fathers, Romans chapter 15, verse 8. Neither do they see or understand that he came opposed to and by the religious system of his day, condemning their man-made religious tradition of bondage. He was not like religion's popular Jesus. Rather, he was despised and rejected of men. Instead of accepting and being accepted by the self-righteous religious of his day, he was the Son of God's love, the true friend of sinners. Actual sinners, not hypothetical ones. Having the nerve to hang out with sinners and even eat with them. If ours was the generation to which Christ would come, the story would not be any different. The majority who adore the American dream picture of Jesus, they would reject him wholesale. They wouldn't even recognize him. Dan Sheridan reminds us of some words of Martin Luther from 1521. In Luther's day, as in our day, Christianity is flooded with myth and tradition so that they can't see the truth of the glorious Son of God. Here's what Luther said: "I hope that I shall do enough if I uncover the purest and simplest sense of the gospel as well as I can, in order that the Christian people may hear, instead of fables and dreams, the words of their God unadulterated by human filth." Oh, people talk about being like Jesus. You know, Paul tells us in Philippians chapter 2 what it means to be like him. let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And what was that mind? That he made himself of no reputation, took on him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found and fashioned as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death. Who would like to be like Christ? Well, if we do, we really need to find out who he is first. Get to know him. Now a little music for your edification and enjoyment. Here's Todd Agnew singing My Jesus.
Which Jesus do you follow? Which Jesus do you serve? If Ephesians tells to imitate Christ, why do you look so much like the world? 'Cause my Jesus bled and died. He spent his time with thieves and liars. He loved the poor and accosted the arrogant. So which one do you want? Blessed are the poor in spirit, do we pray to be blessed with the wealth of this land? Blessed are they that hunger and thirst for righteousness, do we ache for another taste of this world of shifting sand? 'Cause my Jesus bled and died for my sins. He spent his time with thieves and sluts and liars. He loved the poor and the cost of the rich. So which one do you want to be? And who is this that you follow? Fall down and worship at his holy feet. Holy. Pretty blue eyes and curly brown hair and a clear complexion is how you see him as he dies for your sins. But the word says he was battered and scarred. Did you miss that part? Sometimes I doubt we'd recognize him. 'Cause my Jesus bled and died. He spent his time with thieves and the least of these. He loved the poor and the cost and the comfortable. So which one do you want to be? 'Cause my Jesus would never be accepted in my church. The blood and dirt on his feet might stain the carpet, but he reaches for the hurting and despises the proud. And I think he preferred Beale Street to the stained glass crowd. And I know that he can't hear me if I cry out loud. I wanna be like my Jesus. I wanna be like my Jesus. I wanna be like my Jesus, yeah, yeah. I wanna be like my Jesus, oh, 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 oh. poster child for American prosperity, but like my Jesus, you see, I'm tired of living for success and popularity. I wanna be like my Jesus, but I'm not sure what that means to be like you, Jesus. 'Cause you said to live like you, to love like you, but then you died for me. Can I be like you, Jesus? I wanna be like you, Jesus. I wanna be like my Jesus.